Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Bette Midler has sparked fears for her mental health after she threatened to drink a toxic liquid if Donald Trump won the election, before deleting her social media account. RadarOnline.com can reveal the veteran actress, 78, posted the snap of a drain cleaner with a Trump wins sticky note attached, alongside a bottle of bubbly emblazoned with a Kamala wins label, on Monday before the result came through. Midler's ex-post received over 57,000 likes and nearly 7,000 retweets, before she made another near-the-knuckle joke about Trump appearing to simulate oral sex at a recent rally. Posting to her 2 million followers, she tweeted, "I saw Trump simulating a BJ on his microphone yesterday. Looks like somebody's getting ready to try to win the popular vote, in prison." Following Trump's crushing victory over Kamala Harris, staunch Democrat Midler then shared a quote from H.L. Mencken about the choices political candidates must make, which concludes with, "As democracy is perfected, the office represents, more and more closely, the inner soul of the people. We move toward a lofty ideal. On some great and glorious day, the plain folks of the land will reach their heart's desire at last, and the White House will be adorned by a downright moron." But she has since vanished from social media, deleting her ex account, sparking concern. A source told RadarOnline.com, "Bette has always been a hothead and eccentric to say the least. But threatening to down drain cleaner because of Trump is on another level. She's gone totally off the grid after deleting her social media and no one can get hold of her. It's fair enough she feels distraught over Trump winning, but this is ridiculous. If she doesn't come back online soon or make contact with her circle to say she's okay, it could be time for authorities to be called to perform a wellness check on her." Last month, Midler reposted her Hocus Pocus co-star Sarah Jessica Parker's Harris endorsement on Instagram, saying she backed the Democratic nominee for the love of my country, for our public schools, for books, for common sense gun laws, and a slew of other reasons. Midler, a longtime critic of Trump's going back to at least 2012, made headlines when she posted a meme with a fake quote attributed to him that called Republicans the dumbest group of voters in the country. She removed the post, but not before Trump caught wind and retaliated by calling her a washed-up psycho. Speaking in August, Midler laid into the soon-to-be president, saying he never followed his true calling. She told The Times, "He probably wanted to be an actor or a comic, and he would have been a pretty successful one. He does have a certain look and brashness and has certain people who enjoy him. As a performer, he would have been a sensation. Sadly," she added, "he's performing in a role for which he is not suited. Have a tip? Send it to us. Email radaronline.com at tips@radaronline.com.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.